Amen again.
Amen.
That wasn't good enough. Say it again.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We truly give honor to the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And we thank him for this opportunity to be here with you on today, to be with my son and my daughter and all my children, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God. We serve a mighty good God.
Amen.
We thank him for the family that's worshiping here this morning.
Amen.
And for all the members and friends, and for all the yoke bearers, all the ministers, officers, and members and friends who are seated here today. I'm glad to be here.
Amen.
I'm glad to be here in the house of the Lord one more time.
Hallelujah.
I'm just glad to be here. Just a delight to be here with family.
Amen.
God is just so good. I look forward to this day. And I ask God if he would just touch not only my mind, but touch this body.
All right.
That we might be able to do what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. As we come, we ask, O God, that you will bless your word. Bless your word right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I ask that you will send your anointing, God, with power and with conviction as we ask you to have your way. Have your way right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
I need you to just stand up for 1 minute. This is the 15th year.
Amen.
This is the 15th year.
Yeah.
This is the 15th year of the churches. And give God some praise for that. Give God some praise for that. Hallelujah. Tell him hallelujah. Tell him thank you.
Thank you,
tell him thank you.
Hallelujah.
Tell him thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. And don't sit down. We want to say thank you to our pastor. A pastor and for co-pastor. Amen. Amen. Now you may be seated. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now I know that after these last 15 years, you have come to understand that with God, what? All things are possible. Those of us from society, the Mother Church, used to sing, without God, I could do nothing. Without God, I would fail. Without God, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. 15 years. 15 years. Y'all know how long that is? Hallelujah. 15 years. Praise be to God. Of launching out into the deep. Of consistent praying, praising, preaching, teaching, and worshiping God. Under the dictates of God, as sanctioned by his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Under the leadership of your pastor and co-pastor.
Thank you, God.
Praise
Thank
be
you, God.
To God. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Pastor Carpenter, you took God at his word.
Amen.
And obeyed as Abraham did. To leave home and go to a place where he would send you. You took him at his word, not looking to the right, nor looking to the left. But you adhered to Paul's advice, Philippians 3:13-14. One thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You have chosen for your text, for your anniversary, Matthew 19:26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Your theme, endless possibilities with Christ. I know that we never could have made it. without him.
My God.
We never could have made it without God.
Amen.
But we do know with Christ there are endless possibilities.
Amen.
The sky is not even the limit. Mm. For it is through endless ages we have witnessed and we have praised and we have thanked God for these 15 years and more.
Hallelujah.
I know that through these 15 years you have grown wiser.
My Lord.
And knowledgeable in the Word of God. And I would like to piggyback off your general theme, endless possibilities with Christ, and challenge you with a question this morning.
All right.
Is anything too hard for God?
Well, there you go.
Is anything too hard for God? Since this is your church's anniversary, it's only fitting that we lift up as a part of a reminder what the church should be about.
Well,
the church should be about. It's about those of us who have been called out, the called out ones.
Yeah.
Because all would not believe in Jesus, Jesus said he was calling out anyone, Jew or Gentile, to belong to his church, which is his body. He began to build a new edifice, a new body of people, which would include both Jews and Gentiles, and that includes us.
Amen.
Ephesians 2:18 says, "For through him we both have access by the one Spirit unto the Father." Only in Matthew's gospel is the church named. When the kingdom was rejected, we find a change in the teachings of Jesus. He began to talk about the church. Matthew 16:18 says, "And I say also unto thee, that upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Jesus said, upon this truth, upon this fact, Jesus, "I am the chief architect," Jesus said. "I am the master builder of the church."
Yeah.
The psalmist in 127:1 says, "Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain." In building God's house, I know Pastor Coppin and co-pastor and the members, you made sure God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit had top priority.
Amen. Amen.
Some may have doubted when you started on the journey over 15 years ago, but Pastor Carpenter, I know you remember Jesus' words. With man, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
Hallelujah.
You know that God gave you the blueprint for his house.
Yes.
You as the shepherd, co-pastor right behind you, and then the officers and members and friends. We thank God that God allowed you to become pastor of this great church.
Thank you, Lord.
Is anything too hard for God?
Well,
for you see, with God, the sky is not the limit. But with God and with Jesus, there is a continuum giving way to everlasting possibilities. All you have to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened to you. The church is God's house. When we enter, we come to worship him. For God alone is worthy of all our praises. For you see, the church is a frequent landing pad for the satellite of the Holy Spirit. Any church without the Holy Spirit is dead.
Well,
amen. Walls, ceilings, and floors. If you don't have the Holy Spirit abiding within these walls and within your hearts, I'm talking about any church, that church is dead. For the church is a church that God has built. And it's a house for everybody. Whosoever will, let him come. Jesus Christ himself is the invitee.
Well,
we hear him say, Matthew 11, 28:29, come unto me,
yes,
all ye that labor and are heavy laden, yes, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. When we look back over our lives and we think things over, we know that it was only grace and mercy,
yes,
that has brought us through. Nothing but grace and mercy. God gave us part of the blueprint, but God was also the one directing our paths.
God
is what God did for his people. And we thank him. God has brought us through. We realize in building PP and WCC, it was impossible for you or us to just do that. But with God, all things,
yes,
were possible.
You,
and that's because you believed. You,
well,
believed. You believed. We used to sing the song, do you have any rivers that seem so uncrossable?
Yes.
Do you have any mountains that you can't turn through? God specializes in things thought impossible. And he can do what no other power can do. I still ask the question, is anything too hard for God?
Well,
with God's permission this morning, we would like to ask the Virgin Mary. Mary, is anything too hard for God?
Well,
the angel Gabriel appeared unto Mary and said, Mary, thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus.
Well,
Mary answered, how shall this be, seeing I don't know a man? The angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. And not only that, but your cousin Elizabeth, who is of age, is in her service, in her 6 months. For with God, you see, it was impossible for man, but with God, it was impossible. All things. I'm not just saying one thing. I'm saying all things. If you only believe. Anything too hard for God?
Well,
can I get a witness in here this morning?
Hallelujah.
As a point of reference, can I ask Moses, is that all right?
Yeah.
If I ask Moses this morning, his consecration service took place at a burning bush.
Well,
the message come from Exodus, the 3rd chapter, and it's titled, Draw Nigh. God wanted to commission Moses for a special task he had for him to do. Before he could qualify for the position, God commanded that he take off his shoes, for the place he was standing was holy ground. The Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people in Egypt. I need you to go to Pharaoh and tell him to let my people go. Moses said, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? Lord, I think you must have forgotten a part of my personal history, said Moses. It was I who had to flee from Egypt because I killed an Egyptian. The Lord said to Moses, I know who you are.
Well,
you're the one that was born and was drawn out of the water.
Yes.
Certainly, all you have to do is go, and I will go with you. Don't you know that I know for you to do this thing? What I'm asking you to do, to go before the king, to go before Pharaoh? Don't you know that I know it's impossible for you to do as a man?
Well,
but with me, with God, all things are impossible. Moses said unto God, when I go before my own people and tell them you are sending me, they will ask, what is his name? These were his own people. His own people that he had been around. His own people whom he knew, many of them, knew their families. What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, Just say, I am who I am.
Well.
So you just say to the children of Israel, the Lord said, I am that I am, and he has sent me. The Lord was the father of Abraham, the father of Isaac, and the father of Jacob. All you have to do is just go, Moses. Nothing is too hard for God. And if you would allow me to call one more witness.
Well.
Thank you. I knew you will. Ask Pastor Douglas. Ask Pastor Douglas.
My Lord.
Doug Carpenter. Is anything too hard for God?
My.
God said, I saw you over there on Susquehanna Avenue. Preaching, teaching, growing in grace. I saw when Pastor Warren ordained you, and God consecrated you. You, in other words, God said, I have a special task for you. Saying to you, Carpenter, take off those brogans, I guess. Take off those shoes, for the place you are standing is holy ground. God said, I need you to go west, young man.
Go ahead.
I need you to go west. Give charge to the devil.
My God.
That this is God's domain.
My God.
This is God's territory. And I have sent you to claim it for him.
My God.
Claim it for God and for his people. Is anything too hard for God? So I saw you working on the building, knowing that it was a sure foundation, holding up the blood stained banner for my Lord. And when I get through working on this old building, I'm going up, but we're going up to heaven to get our reward. Is anything too hard for God? Well, since your text was Matthew the 19, 16 through 21. I guess I need to paraphrase it. I need to rewind the tape of the rich young ruler. The rich young ruler came to Jesus, asking what he could do to have eternal life. Jesus responded by reminding him of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt honor thy father and thy mother. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The rich young man said, is that all? I've been doing that.
Well,
I've been doing those things since my youth. Jesus said, but if you want to be perfect,
my God,
if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, try this. Go sell all that you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. When the rich young ruler heard all these things, he went away sorrowful. He did not ponder over his response. It was no exchanging gold for his soul. Jesus said to him, to his disciples, surely I say to you, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. It's also hard for a poor man to enter. That is why I need you, Pastor Carpenter, to go west. Too many folk are selling out and missing out. I need you to tell them that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. I need you to tell them that Jesus died for their life, for their sins. I need you to tell them that life is can be beautiful if they only believe, if they put their trust and faith in God. I need you to tell them that nothing is too hard for God, for in him and with him there are endless possibilities. Tell the story. Tell it over and over that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Hallelujah.
Everlasting life.
Yeah.
Everlasting life. Everlasting life is free. And I'm so glad that Jesus gave to me everlasting life. And it's free. We thank God. We thank God for this ministry. We thank God for these 15 years or more. We thank God how He's blessing and keep on blessing. So just continue to keep your hands in God's hands. Keep on pressing on. Keep on looking for a brighter day ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep on believing that God is.
Yeah.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is.
Yes, he
Somebody
is.
Say He's a lily of the valley. He's a bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Yeah.
Do you believe that today?
Hallelujah.
Do you believe that?
Hallelujah.
Do you believe that? Do you believe that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you?
Thank you.
Keep right on praying.
Yeah.
Keep right on preaching.
Hallelujah.
Keep right on teaching. Keep right on looking up to the Lord. And after a while, by and by, one of these old mornings, it won't be long. You look for us, and we'll be gone. But somebody else will be taking our places.
My God.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this church.
Yeah.
Thank you for these years.
Yeah.
Thank you for these pastors.
Yeah.
Thank you for these members. Thank you for these. We thank you now, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Continue to have your way. Continue to have your way.
Because
we know that you're coming back.
My God.
Looking for a church without a spot. Hey, 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 without a spot. Without a spot. Hey, 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 without a spot.
Yeah.
Or a wrinkle.
My God.
And I believe He's going to stop at this address.
Well,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And say, well done, Covenant. Well done, Covenant. Well done. Come on up and enjoy the feast of the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Stand on your feet 15 years. 15 years or more. Stand on your feet and praise and thank God. Lord, we thank you. And Lord, we bless you for what you've done in this ministry. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you for what you've done to your people.
Yeah.
We thank you
thank
for how
you
used
thank
your pastor and co-pastor.
Thank
we
you,
thank you, God.
Thank
we thank you.
Yeah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Continue to bless her.
Yeah.
Continue to bless her.
Yes,
continue, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We know you will. We know you can. Endless possibilities. Is anything too hard for God?
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, God. Sister Jackie, you sing silver and gold. Silver and gold. But I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God for Jesus. Pastor's coming now to open the doors of the church. Thank you. I love you. And we'll meet again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm wiser. I'm there.